More than 80 community groups have signed a letter urging the Victorian government to repeal laws criminalising public intoxication. The letter to the Premier Daniel Andrews calls for the offence of public drunkenness to be replaced with a community health-based response. It's been 28 years since the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody found that the charge disproportionately affected Indigenous Australians and should be abolished. Yet the offence remains on the books in Victoria and in Queensland. Belinda Stevens is the daughter of Tanya Day. Tanya Day is an Aboriginal woman who died in police custody in Victoria back in 2017 after she was arrested for public drunkenness. She and other family members co-wrote the letter to the Victorian Premier. Belinda Stevens joins us now, as does Ruth Barson, the director of the Human Rights Law Centre in Melbourne, another signatory to this letter. Belinda, Ruth, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me, Fran.
Belinda, the death of your mother is currently being investigated by the coroner in Victoria. Can you just tell us of the circumstances that led her to death and what's brought you to make this demand for public drunkenness laws to be eradicated?
Yeah, so Mum was travelling on public transport from Echuca to Melbourne. Unfortunately, she didn't make it. She made it to Castlemaine, where a conductor sort of found her asleep on the train, deemed her unruly and thought it appropriate to call police, who then removed her from the train and arrested her for public drunkenness and put her in a cell.
Okay, so she was asleep on the train. She wasn't causing mayhem or anything like that?
No, not from the information that we've received, but she was just purely asleep and couldn't produce her ticket, and that was enough to be deemed unruly.
And then what happened to her, Belinda?
So she was placed in the cell in Castlemaine, where she wasn't adequately checked, and she had several falls and suffered a traumatic head injury.
When she was in jail?
In the cell, whilst she was in custody.
Okay, and this has led for your call to get rid of Victoria's public drunkenness laws. What would your idea be, Belinda? And only two states have these laws still. What do you want the law change to look like?
But we just want it to be, for the law to be abolished and there to be a health and wellbeing approach to people that are intoxicated. So to be in a safe environment where they're cared for. Clearly, being in a police cell is not a safe environment. And unfortunately, in this circumstance, it's resulted in us not having our mum with us today.
Yeah, a terrible loss. A terrible loss, obviously. Ruth, can I ask you how the public, from a legal perspective, how the public drunkenness laws operate, and whether you've looked at laws in other places? I mean, Belinda there talked about it should have a health and wellbeing approach. What does that look like in other states?
Well, Fran, firstly, if somebody is too drunk, just like Belinda was saying, they should be taken home or to somewhere safe. If there are concerns for their well-being, an ambulance should be called. Being drunk and doing nothing else other than being drunk should not land a person and should never have landed Tanya Day behind bars. Alcohol requires a public health response. It certainly doesn't require a criminal one.
And what does a public health response look like in the law in the states that don't have these laws? Do you know that?
Well, Fran, the laws are different around Australia. Some states have sobering up shelters. Some states have night and day patrol. But what we're asking Daniel Andrews to do is to sit down with Aboriginal organisations, to sit down with health organisations, and to design a response that really doesn't require police at all and doesn't result in people like Tanya Day being behind bars. What is so tragic about this case is that if the offence of public drunkenness had been repealed, as was recommended by the Royal Commission almost 30 years ago, Tanya Day would be here today.
And Belinda, your letter is very moving. It details the outlines the tale of what happened to your mother, as you just told us, and you say she was taken from her grandchildren and her children as a direct result of these laws not being implemented. This recommendation from the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, it made this recommendation 28 years ago, today in fact. You say she had much more life to give and so many more hearts to touch. Have you tried to lobby the Premier before this? Have you had any interaction with the state government about this?
We have. We've certainly done our best to keep this issue in the limelight and try and make affect change. We have had a couple of meetings, but it is a slow process. But, you know, we're very fortunate that we've got a coroner that's already foreshadowed the recommendation for it to be abolished, which is really positive from our point of view. But we understand that we need to have the right people signing off on that recommendation, making sure that it is abolished and there is a health approach implemented in its place.
Yeah, just to explain that to people, the coronial inquest gets underway later this year, but the Victorian coroner, Kate English, has already flagged she will include in her report this recommendation that public intoxication laws be repealed. You're obviously encouraged by that. Do you think it's even possible that I'm not sure if this is a health issue or a justice issue, or both, the Attorney-General, I suppose, could ignore this?
It's quite possible. It's certainly been a recommendation that's been made many times, and it's never been followed through. So we're hoping that, you know, we've got quite a progressive government in Victoria, you know, in terms of treaty and self-determination for Aboriginal people. So we're very hopeful that we'll be able to get this abolished and get a different alternative in place.
And Ruth, just finally, last year, the Australian Law Reform Commission recommended that Commonwealth, state and territory governments overhaul the justice system to reduce the massive overrepresentation of Indigenous people in prisons. If the criminal offence of public intoxication was abolished, have you got any idea of what kind of impact that would have on the number of Indigenous Australians who are being locked up?
Well, police custody is obviously a gateway to imprisonment, but the point is to stop deaths in custody. Daniel Andrews and indeed leaders of governments across the country need to change the law, and governments just like Daniel Andrews can in fact take action today. And one thing that Daniel Andrews could do today is abolish the offence of public drunkenness. The real irony of this offence, Fran, is that most Victorians have committed this offence. Most of our members of parliament have committed this offence, whether it's coming home from the races, a hen's night, or a party. The point is that not all Victorians are charged and locked up for this offence like Tanya Day was, and that was really the heart of the recommendations coming out of the Royal Commission to address the racial discrimination in the justice system.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ruth Barson and Belinda Stevens, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Belinda Stevens is the daughter of Tanya Day, the Aboriginal woman who died in police custody, Victorian police custody, in December 2017. Ruth Barson is the Director of Legal Advocacy at the Human Rights Law Centre in Melbourne. RN Breakfast did ask the Office of the Victorian Attorney General, Jill Hennessy, if the government's considering reviewing public drunkenness laws in the wake of the remarks from the coroner. In a statement, a spokesperson for the minister says it would be inappropriate to comment on an individual matter currently being investigated by the coroner. Though I think there's quite a few people, Indigenous Australians in particular, who would like some comment sometime soon.